to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. Arnie is off this weekend. I want to welcome you to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of this show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, protein supplements, and their proper usage. With me this afternoon is Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, good afternoon.
By the way, I was a little bit surprised at that ad that I heard at the top of the hour. Do you have any brothers in the area?
No, there's a Dr. David Podell, apparently, but I do not, I'm not aware of him.
Okay, well, we have the real thing here with us on the
right.
On the window. Okay. Anyway, we also have a guest today, one of our favorite guests, Dr. Richard Passwater. Now, Dr. Passwater has been a research biochemist since 1959. In 1975, his best-selling book, Super Nutrition, The Megavitamin Revolution, was credited with legitimizing megavitamin therapy. Dr. Passwater has continued to research nutritional supplements and has now published over 42 books and booklets, as well as over 500 articles on nutrition and nutritional supplements. Wow. We're always happy to have Dr. Passwater as our guest, and we thank the Solgar Vitamin Company for sponsoring his appearance on today's show. So thank you, Solgar. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Dr. Passwater.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good to be with you again.
Great. Okay. Now, we're going to start off our show today with a discussion of protein. I'm going to set the stage and then bring Dr. Passwater in a few moments. Two very popular types of nutritional supplements would be protein powders and amino acids. We're going to explain why protein is so important, and then we'll talk about the different types of protein supplements on the market. Okay, so let me get it started here. First, why is protein so important, and what is protein? Well, protein is important basically because it is the material that makes up all of the muscle and tissue of your body. Now, bodybuilders take protein for the purpose of building muscle, but don't forget, the heart is a big muscle. You can say the protein is the building blocks used by the body to build tissue, but more correctly, you would say that amino acids are the building blocks used by the body to build tissue, and protein is composed of amino acids. Now, there are many amino acids, but only certain ones are required by the body for building muscle and tissue, and these are called the essential amino acids. They must be obtained from our diet in much the same way that vitamins must be obtained from our diet as well. A complete dietary protein supplies all of these essential amino acids. And the closer the ratio of those amino acids are to that used by the body, the higher the quality of the protein. Certain dietary proteins, such as soy and grains like wheat, are complete, but they're also a little low in certain of the amino acids. Soy is a little low in methionine, and wheat is a little low in lysine. Proteins like milk and egg, on the other hand, have a ratio of amino acids much closer to what the body needs and are therefore considered high-quality protein. Now, I mentioned milk. Milk actually contains two types of protein. Do you remember the nursery rhyme about Little Miss Muffet and the curds and the whey? Well, you know, when you make cheese, the water-insoluble type of protein in milk, which is called casein, or the curd, separates out, leaving the water-soluble form called whey. Now, whey is actually higher quality than casein. If you dry the whey, in other words, if you remove all the water, you end up with a powder called sweet dairy whey. And it contains about 35% protein, but it also contains a lot of lactose, or milk sugar. Now, if you further concentrate or purify that material, taking out most of that lactose, you end up with what we call whey concentrate. And if you purify it further, we end up with whey protein isolate. The whey protein isolate is around 85% protein, very high quality, with a mild flavor, and essentially lactose-free, and it's the ideal material to use as a protein supplement. Now, Dr. Passwater, who has worked with Solgar for many years developing new and improved nutritional supplements, utilized this whey protein isolate in their updated protein supplement line called Whey to Go. It's a cute little name. Whey, of course, spelled W-H-E-Y, Whey to Go. Now, Dr. Passwater, can you kind of start off by telling us what went into the design of this Solgar's Whey to Go protein powder?
Oh, it's improved over the years, Don. I'm glad you liked the title. I came up with that title.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was cute a number of years ago. But the product has continued to improve as our ability to get isolates and hydrolyze both isolates and concentrates to make smaller peptides, dipeptides, tripeptides, and make it more digestible and more utilizable by the body. The thinking that goes into this particular product is not only to, by the way, that was an excellent, excellent overview. That was really nice.
Thank you.
Really approached it in a logical, orderly fashion that I really enjoyed. Anyway, to improve upon just the biological value or the protein efficiency ratio for the needs of various individuals, we made sure it was rich in L-glutamine, which is an amino acid that's particularly of interest to anyone who's doing a lot of exercise or training and reduces the effect of overtraining so that one doesn't get soreness or lower immune at the coughs and the colds that athletes sometimes get when they're training real hard. And we also made sure with particularly rich in the branched-chain amino acids in their free forms. This is getting the essential branched-chain amino acids into the muscles as quickly for the repair after exercise. So it's designed primarily with providing protein needs. It has a good array of the amino acids so that there are no real limiting amino acids. When you mentioned the improved biological value or protein efficiency ratio of the whey, and you compared that to some of the other proteins, and you did mention the limiting amino acids, well, what we're saying here, if your body doesn't have adequate amounts of these limiting amino acids. Then the other amino acids and protein is of little use. The body needs this good balance, and it's important that all the amino acids are present in good amounts, and the low ones will become the limiting amino acid.
Okay. I want to emphasize something that you just pointed out, Dr. Passwater, and then we'll take a break. But, you know, not only does the whey to go protein contain the whey protein isolate, but as you pointed out, you actually added additional free-form L-glutamine and some free-form branched-chain amino acids. Free-form meaning the actual amino acids. And I think this is very commendable because, as you pointed out, these are very important for the immune response, very important for the healing response. So I think this is one very important extra bonus connected with this particular protein. We're going to take a little break, and I'm going to pose a question to you, listeners. We were talking about protein quality and the importance of limiting amino acids. There is a protein supplement that is taken by many people. It's on the market. You can buy it in health food stores. You can buy it in grocery stores even. It is an incomplete protein. You folks, think about which protein. If you were stuck on a desert island and this was the only source of protein that you had, the one I'm going to mention in a moment, you wouldn't make it, okay? But it's being used as a supplement by some people. Let's see if you can think about what it is. I'll tell you after we come back from this break, and we'll continue with our discussion about protein powders, Whey to Go protein, with Dr. Richard Passwater and Dr. Richard Podell. The number here is 1-800-321-0710. We won't start taking calls right away, but you're welcome to queue up if you'd like. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we're here with Dr. Richard Passwater. We'll be back in just a moment. Are you concerned about cholesterol levels? Jarrow Formulas has a product, Choles Optimizer, designed to help that problem. Choles Optimizer combines clinically tested levels of sesame seed lignans, tocotrienols, and artichoke extract, along with red yeast rice. How does it work? Artichoke extract inhibits the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. And sesamin, a lignin from sesame seeds, has been shown to conserve the body's supply of gamma-tocopherol and gamma-tocotrienols, as well as activate fatty acid oxidizing enzymes for improved fat metabolism. Tocotrienols protect cardiovascular function by affecting biosynthesis of cholesterol and reducing oxidation of low-density lipoprotein. Finally, the formula is optimized with a special red yeast rice that is free of the undesirable fermentation byproduct citrullin. So, to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, try Choles Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas. All Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount price, of course. Okay, a couple things. First, let me mention, speaking of Choles Optimizer, I want to say that that's now on sale. In fact, all the Jarrow line is on sale at 25% off list price at Wilner Chemists. And also, I want to point this out as well. You know, you don't find many companies that have been around for 100 years, have been in business for 100 years, do you? To remain in business for that long must mean that the company is doing something right. Well, guess what? Wilner Chemist has been doing business in Manhattan for 100 years. It's our 100-year anniversary. What's the reason for our success? Well, all I know is that we just try to offer a pleasant shopping experience, a wide variety of nutritional supplements, and professional guidance on how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. We do all of this while offering some of the best discounts you will find. To celebrate the 100-year anniversary, we'll be giving away prizes, setting opening up special seminars, health fairs, and in addition to our usual seasonal sales, we will have additional special anniversary sale discount deals in effect throughout the year. These anniversary deals will offer products at 50% off or better. Right now, we have a long list of products at from 50 to 75% off. Be sure to check our website, Wilner.com, for both the regular winter sale discounts as well as our special anniversary sale discounts. If there was ever a time to be on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, of course, this is it. You'll want to be kept informed on everything we have going on this special year. Just add your name and address. It's easy. You can do it on our website at Wilner.com or by phone at 1-800-633-1106, or you can do it in the store. While you're on our website, Wilner.com, by the way, be sure to enter our drawings for the free prizes that I mentioned. And check out all the informative articles, reference material, audio files of our previous radio shows. You can even look up product prices, place your orders on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com. Do it now. Even better. Well, now, do it after the show is over. Even better, you can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. That you'll have to do tomorrow. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. And in Atlanta, Georgia, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals. We'll get back to their discussion in just a moment.
Natural Factors presents
Clinically Proven BioSil, the real scientific solution to having thicker, stronger, more healthy-looking hair permanently. Johann Briquet, M.D.
Thick, strong, and shiny hair, that's exactly what BioSil has to offer. In a landmark clinical trial, women taking BioSil increased their hair thickness and hair strength by a full 13%. But what causes these dramatic effects? Cells deep in the skin producing collagen are called fibroblasts. BioSil stimulates these cells to generate more collagen. More collagen in the skin means a better blood circulation and an increased flow of essential nutrients for the hair root. After only a few months, you will notice it, your friends will too, and certainly your hairdresser.
With clinically proven BioSil, you can now have thick hair, strong hair, shiny, healthy-looking hair. To discover more about BioSil's advanced collagen generators, please visit our website at www.biosilusa.com.
Are you tired, feeling the effects of stress, mental burnout, fatigue, poor immune function? If so, you're likely to benefit from adaptogenic herbs. Adaptogenic herbs include Chinese and American ginseng and Eleutherococcus or Siberian ginseng. The Wilner Chemist Liquid Herbal Supplement Ginseng Energy Blend contains all these forms of ginseng, along with licorice, ginkgo biloba, faux tea, ginger, and codenopsis. This blend is designed to enhance emotional, physical, and mental energy. Wilner's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend comes in a regular tincture and also as an alcohol-free version. These adaptogenic herbs have a long history of enhancing stamina, boosting energy, and helping the body cope with stress. Wilner Chemist's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend, no caffeine, no sugar, now on sale as part of the Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary celebration at one-half price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and with Dr. Richard Passwater, courtesy of the Solgar Vitamin and Herb Corporation. We were talking about protein. Let's see. I guess I need to answer the question that I posed before the break. Anybody know the answer to the incomplete protein that's on the market shelves? The answer is gelatin.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, a gelatin is actually deficient in the amino acid tryptophan, so it is actually an incomplete protein. Nobody, I don't think many people realize that. Anyway, Dr. Pierce-Water mentioned the biological value or the protein efficiency ratio. And, you know, that's important for several reasons. Another way of looking at it is that the higher the quality of the protein, the less you need to take to satisfy the body's needs. The FDA recognizes that, and from a labeling standpoint, unless they've changed it in recent years, but based on the protein efficiency ratio, the daily requirement is less for high-quality protein and more for lower-quality protein. You need 65 grams a day for the average person if it's soy protein, for example, but you only need 45 grams a day to satisfy your requirements if it's high-quality whey or milk and egg protein. Is that correct, Dr. Passwater?
Well, it depends what you mean by satisfy your requirements.
From labeling standpoints, yeah.
That you're in nitrogen balance, yeah, it'll keep you in nitrogen balance. But if you really want to be at your optimum health with your immune system at its peak and actually building cells rather than just replacing cells, you're going to need more than those amounts.
Okay. Well, that sort of leads to the next, I think, the most important topic is what – you know, who should be using a protein supplement and when is it appropriate? When is it not appropriate? Let's go over what some of the uses for this type of a product, the way to go protein would be. You want to kind of start that off?
Well, I see it as almost an essential nutrient or supplement, just as a multivitamin. I start my day every day with 20-25 grams of whey protein because that's going to balance or supply all the essential amino acids for whatever else I take during the day. Or if I don't get to have lunch at the appropriate time or from having to skip on breakfast, I already have enough to get me started and hold me to, I really do get those nutrients and amino acids at the next meal. So I think everybody needs it. But particularly active people who are using muscles and repairing them down, I think ill people, if you have any illness at all, maybe with the exception of kidney disease, but any illness at all, you're going to improve your health by making sure you get the right amino acids in your body. We're talking about the heart, as you mentioned, a large muscle, but we're also talking about all the enzymes in the body that carry out all the biochemical functions of the body. They're all driven by enzymes, and enzymes are proteins.
Now, let me interject. How much protein is too much protein?
I don't think we have an easy answer to that. There are various thoughts on the matter. In fact, we have one group versus another group on what the minimum amounts are. As far as the excessive amounts, it's going to vary with the health of the person, the activity of the person, and whether or not they have any diseases of protein metabolism, like building up excessive amounts that the kidney can handle.
Right. Okay, we're going to have to take a break, Dr. Passwater. We'll come back to this discussion of how much is too much. We'll talk about bodybuilding. We'll talk about weight loss. We'll talk about weight gain. We'll talk about healing as soon as we take this little break. We'll be back in just a moment. When you think of supplements that support joint health, what comes to mind? Glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM. Those three nutrients are known to support the synthesis and repair of joint tissue, reducing inflammation and pain and stimulating healing. Research supports this. Wouldn't it be great then if all three of these nutrients could be incorporated into one convenient nutritional supplement? Doctors Best did just that. Their product, glucosamine chondroitin MSM, contains all three in a convenient capsule form. Doctors Best glucosamine chondroitin Adroit and MSM in both the 120 capsule and 240 capsule sizes is now on sale at Wilner Chemist's 40% off list price. Support joint health with Doctor's Best Glucosamine Chondroitin MSM and save money at the same time at Wilner Chemist's, of course.
WOR.
Would you be interested in a nutritional supplement clinically shown to increase mental clarity? Who wouldn't? Country Life has a new product called Sharp Thought that has been clinically shown to support memory, support faster recall, and to increase mental clarity. Country Life's Sharp Thought contains a special conjugated complex of phosphatidylserine and DHA. This is the form of phosphatidylserine found in the brain. Incorporating the DHA into the phosphatidylserine allows the body to immediately recognize the structure and incorporate it. In one study, immediate mental recall was increased 27%. Sharp Thought by Country Life. If you want to improve memory, improve recall time, and increase mental clarity, Sharp Thought from Country Life is the product for you. All Country Life products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Ask for Sharp Thought. Okay, now a check for rainy day traffic.
And if you're traveling on the West Side Highway, both directions before 125th Street, heavy traffic. Northbound side, a crash has the right lane blocked off. BQE northbound side before Atlantic Avenue, a crash has been cleared as this report is sponsored by Norwegian Cruise Lines. Elsewhere around the five boroughs, we've got ramp delays coming off the Deegan onto the Cross Bronx Expressway. GW Bridge inbound side, looks like all of our delays have eased down for you. Outbound side, upper deck, a little bit on the sluggish side. Lincoln and Holland Tunnels, both with about a five-minute wait on the outbound trip. Over at the airports, Newark Liberty, as well as LaGuardia, one-hour delays on arrivals. Kennedy saying they're backed up 2 hours on arrivals. Stay in touch with your particular airline if you're flying. On Norwegian Cruise Lines, you can get a balcony stateroom for the price of an ocean view or receive up to a four-category upgrade. Book now at ncl.com. Restrictions do apply. Ships registry, Bahamas, and the USA. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthase. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and with Dr. Richard Passwater. Dr. Passwater is here through the courtesy of the Solgar Vitamin Company. A couple quick things before we get back to our discussion. I mentioned that we're running all these 100-year anniversary specials. There's one in particular I want to call your attention to. It has to do with Solgar, actually. We have Solgar CoQ10 supplements, 100 milligram, 200 milligram, 120 milligram, 400 milligram, all on sale at the what boils down to 75% off list price. It's basically two for the price of one. One is free. We discounted 20%. 50% works out to 75% off list price. Wow, what a deal. Also, as you heard, a couple ads for some of the Phytotech products, Ginseng Energy Blend. You heard an ad for the Antiox Phytocomplex. Well, these and certain other Phytotech supplements are on sale also at half price. Now, we're mentioning Way to Go Protein from Solgar. We're going to run an ad for those items in a moment, but I just want to point out to you that those Way to Go protein supplements, and there are three flavors, by the way, we haven't really mentioned that. There's a vanilla, a chocolate, or a cocoa, to be more correct, and a strawberry. They're on sale at Wilner Chemist right now at 35% off list. My goodness. Okay, anyway, having said all of that, let's get back to our discussion. Now, Dr. Podell posed a very good question. Is there such a thing as too much protein? Probably doesn't apply to most people. It might apply to people who are bodybuilders who might be using very high levels of protein. What Dr. Passwater pointed out quite correctly is one particular a situation that raises a flag of caution would be if you have kidney disease.
Add gout to that as well.
Okay, good, right. Gout, kidney disease. You know, when you take very high levels, and, you know, we're talking about high levels, it puts a load on your kidneys. And if you do have any reason to feel that there you might not have a proper kidney function, you need to exert caution. The other question that I think is of interest because it kind of pertains on some of the other usages of this type of product is, well, you know, what happens if you take more than the body needs of protein? Basically, what happens to that extra protein? Anybody?
Well, it's wasted. It's broken down. The nitrogen is stripped off to make urea, and now you're left essentially with a carbohydrate, and it's going to be burned for energy. So you're not going to do your protein bit with it, but you're contributing to your calories, and the rest is excreted.
So that's part of what I think where an area of controversy comes in. I think some bodybuilders who probably take more than they really need to, you know, there's only so much. Well, the goal, of course, is to take more than you need if you're into bodybuilding. You want to kind of try to push that reaction to the increased regeneration and rebuilding of new muscle tissue. So you want to take more. But beyond a certain point, you're probably not really getting any additional benefit. And that kind of leads to the next use, which would be the question of weight loss and or weight gain. Now, this product, Dr. Passwater, is not really designed as a weight loss protein. Is that correct?
Well, it's not intended for that purpose, but it's really a perfect protein to use for weight loss.
Exactly, because
if
really...
you want to sit down and eat steak, that's fine, but you get fats and other things you're really not interested in. This way you're concentrating strictly on what you want and need and reducing the extraneous calories.
Right. Now, obviously, if you're on the type of weight loss program, I guess like an Atkins-type program where the focus is on protein, I don't see why this wouldn't be a perfect product to use. The caution that I... the only caution, in my opinion, is you have to be careful. This is not really what I call a meal replacement protein. The difference, of course, being that a meal replacement protein would include not only the protein, but would include the other nutrients necessary as a meal replacement, the vitamins, the minerals, at least a little bit of carbohydrate, a little bit of essential fatty acids, and so forth. Now, you could use this, but you just have to make sure that you're covering those other bases with either your supplements. You know, you take a VM2000 or something, maybe a good fish oil supplement, and in that case, this would be a perfect a supplement for weight loss. And, of course, weight gain, you know, there are products on the market that are labeled for weight gain, and there are products that are labeled for weight loss. There really is no difference. In the one case, you're taking the protein as a replacement of a meal, and in the other case, you're taking it sort of in addition to a meal. But basically, there is no magical difference between a weight loss and a weight gain. Would you agree with me on that, Dr. Passwater?
100%, Don. But our emphasis is, and when we say that it's not designed for weight loss, we don't want people to take this product exclusively, like you just said. If you remember back way back to the liquid predigested protein diet days, some people, it was very successful, but some people went overboard and said, well, if I'm losing weight so rapidly by just taking the protein, and after all, you need fat, you need some of the essential fatty acids, you need some protein, but you don't really need specific carbohydrates, so I'll just keep on with the liquid predigested protein. And as a result, their health sometimes suffered because they didn't follow the rule of having one normal balanced meal as part of the diet program. So we don't like to label things for weight loss and intentions, because people can get carried away and forget to put the things you just mentioned into their diet program.
Well, and of course, you bring up that Lynn's last chance diet,
yeah,
and the liquid predigested protein. That protein, by the way, was basically gelatin, hydrolyzed gelatin, and supposedly they fortified it with some tryptophan. But one of the other possible reasons why that the program had problems was because of the quality of the protein as well. I was never happy with the source of the protein that they were using on that. Now, there's one more area of usage that I think we should, and you touched on it briefly, Dr. Passwater, and that involves, you know, healing. We get calls relatively frequently from people who are going to be going into the hospital for an operation or for something, and their question is, what can I be taking to enhance the healing process afterwards? Would the way to go protein be part of a recovery type supplement regimen, Dr. Passwater?
Yes, well, pre-operative as well, too. I'd like to make sure people get a good round of protein into their system at least a week before surgery. And just about every disease, ranging from cancer to heart disease, people are going to benefit by having a good quality protein that supplies the essential amino acid that has a high biological value, or what we like to talk about these days with protein digestibility corrected amino acid score, the PDCAAS. When you get the proteins of this quality into your system, you're going to fire up all your genes to make the compounds that you need, everything from your immune response to your healing process to maintaining every cell in the body.
Okay. Is there any gluten in this product?
No, this is gluten-free.
Okay. I know everybody worries about that, so I figured I'd give you an opportunity to flat out state that. Okay. Also, I notice I think I know the answer to this, but I'm gonna let you tell the folks. It says on the label, soy, that it contains soy. Why does it say it contains soy? Or do you know?
We change things from time to time. I don't know what is on the current label. I'm looking for a label as we speak. It's free of gluten.
I see it still does contain a soy lecithin. Is that perhaps why they say it contains soy? Or did it used to contain some soy protein?
Yeah, there's a trace. With the label and requirements these days, any traceability of where, in the past we would say contains lecithin, but now we want to make sure that no one is misled in any way, and we put the source of that lecithin so we can no longer say, or we couldn't say, it's soy-free because of the lecithin, even though there is no soy protein in there.
Exactly.
There's only the whey protein, both the isolates and the concentrates, made from the whey, the 20% of the milk protein that you mentioned earlier. There's no soy protein at all.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure everybody understood that even though, because, you know, we get phone calls, and even though it says it contains soy, that does not mean it contains soy protein. So those of you who are concerned about allergies to soy, about the phytoestrogens, things of that sort, you don't have to worry about that with the way to go protein powder. Okay, we're going to take a little break. We have some people already lined up on the phones. Perhaps we can get to some phone calls. I would like to have Dr. Passwater at least comment on one more question we get frequently, and that is the difference between taking a free amino acid blend, tablet or a capsule or something, versus taking a protein supplement like the Way to Go. And we'll pose that question right after we come back from this short break.
We want to welcome a new advertiser, Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Drawing on a treasure of the world's finest Indian herbs, Himalaya products are the result of advanced R&D and scientific validation. Clinically researched, Himalaya's herbal supplements are endorsed and trusted by over 250,000 health practitioners. In fact, Himalaya has an 80,000 square foot research center with its own 28-bed inpatient facility where clinical research is conducted. Still family-owned, Himalaya has been a global leader in the herbal healthcare field for 70 years. And now these formulas are available to you directly at Wilner Chemists. You will find combination products designed for your specific health needs, heart care, stress care, glucocare, and others. There are individual herbs such as Arjuna, Gugul, and garlic, all for heart health. Now you can have both proven traditional herbal support combined with the highest pharmaceutical grade quality. Himalaya Herbal Supplements, now available at Wilner Chemists.
Solgar is a name long associated with quality nutritional supplements. In conjunction with Wilner's 100-year anniversary celebration, we're offering some great discounts on the Solgar line. First, the Way to Go protein powder, all three flavors, vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry, are on sale at 35% off. Way to Go, high-quality protein, even tastes good. And, as we mentioned earlier, we have four of Solgar's CoQ10 supplements at an unbelievable 75% off list price. Really, the 100-milligram, 120-milligram, 200- and 400-milligram duo packs. This means you get two bottles for the price of one, and they're on sale at 50% off. That's the equivalent of 75% off on these four CoQ10 items. What a deal. Solgar quality at great discount prices from Wilner Chemists.
Power up your day with a live whole food energizer, the most complete mega nutrient multi available. Alive is the ultimate nutritional energy source, packed with 25 vitamins, minerals, and more, all from whole food sources, including 24 fruits and vegetables, 18 amino acids, and 14 green foods. Plus, Alive contains 12 organic mushrooms, 12 digestive enzymes, citrus bioflavonoids, omega fatty acids, and several invigorating herbs. No daily multivitamin delivers more energizing nutrients from more natural sources than a live whole food energizer. So when it comes to your health, power up with a live whole food energizer from Nature's Way, available in vegetarian capsules and quick dissolve tablets. A live whole food energizer, more than just a multivitamin, it's nutrition you can feel. A live whole food energizing products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Power up your day with a live whole food energizer from Nature's Way.
Outside my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. Welcome back. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and Dr. Richard Passwater, two Richards today. Dr. Passwater, of course, is here through the courtesy, the kindness of the Solgar Vitamin Company. Thank you, Solgar. We're going to, before we get to back to the discussion, I do want to just alert you to something. We, as I mentioned, we have the 100-year anniversary celebration going with special sales and discounts of 50% or more and free prize drawings and things of that sort. You can get all the details on our website, wilner.com. Be sure to enter your name in the free drawing. The first free drawing is coming up, I believe, on March the 15th. All kinds of nice prizes. Anyway, however, I want you to also mark your calendar June the 4th, Saturday, June the 4th. Save that date. We have finalized pretty much our plans for the first of our big educational seminars and health fairs. June the 4th, it'll be held at the Grand Hyatt Hotel on 42nd Street next to Grand Central Terminal. We'll have all the details shortly. There'll be education. I think we're even going to have Dr. Passwater as one of the speakers. That makes the whole thing worthwhile right there. Circle June the 4th on your calendar. Watch for more details, and we'll see you there, I hope. Okay, Dr. Passwater, I want to try to squeeze in one phone call, but before I do, one of the questions we get very frequently is a question regarding, well, you know, should I take an amino acid blend, like a tablet? I think Solgar has one, for example. Or should I take the protein? What are the, you know, the pros and cons? Or when would you take one? When would you take the other?
Well, they're both good products. They have slightly different intentions. It's hard to take enough of the tablets to give you a real meaningful supply of the amino acids. But if you can take a scoopful and mix it in water or milk or fruit juice, you can get 20 grams quite easily. Otherwise, with the free-form amino acids, you get equivalent of 20 grams of good quality amino acid. You're going to take 20 pills, and that's not what everybody wants to do. But if you're trying to supplement with just a few of your known missing amino acids, you can do that very easily. So I think it's a matter of quantity. Now, in addition, the whey protein supplies you other nutrients in just the free-form amino acids. You get dipeptides, tripeptides, and you get some small proteins, bovine serum albumin, immunoglobulin. You get glycomycopeptides, lactoferrin, lactoperoxidase, lysozymes, lactoglobulin, many different small proteins that are very useful in building your immune system and building your health. So it's a free bonus to you.
Okay, my mouth is watering just listening to you describe what you're getting in that way-to-go protein. Okay, I'll tell you what, folks, unfortunately, Dr. Passwater has other obligations for the second hour, so I'm going to give at least one caller a chance to ask a question while he's still here. So let's go to the phones, and let's talk to Sislin, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, in Manhattan. Welcome to the in the window. How can we help you today?
Yes. Hello, gentlemen. I just wanted to know, what is the difference between non-dentured a protein, an undentured protein, if I'm saying it right.
You mean denatured and
undenatured?
Okay.
Yes, that's what I meant.
It took me a moment, but I figured it out. okay. Well, that's I guess that's a good question, Dr. Passwater. The difference between... Yeah, go on.
A denatured protein means it's not biologically active in the body. It's been heat-treated and, or some process that has changed the conformation of all the amino acids in such a way that it's no longer functional in the body. So you try not to isolate these amino acids or proteins with a lot of heat or mechanical processes that will destroy the 3D, the stereo structure of these molecules, so they don't perform in the body.
Yeah, denaturation is, you know, usually we associate that with subjecting the material to things that can break it down, usually heat. I guess it can be a little bit confusing in a way because, on the other hand, we do utilize hydrolyzed protein, which I don't know, Dr. Passwater, would the term denaturization apply to hydrolyzed protein, or am I missing the correct meaning of the...
Well, I guess the meaning is a little bit subjective and vague. But when you hydrolyze it, it's no longer the protein you started with. What you have now are some smaller peptides. You might have long-chain peptides or short tripeptides and dipeptides. But this is for digestibility and assimilation, not intended to keep the protein structure, because the protein isn't why you're taking it. You're taking it to get the individual amino acids in a good blend.
Yeah. Cicelyn, I think the best way for us to answer that is, in the general terms, you want to avoid a denatured protein, although there may be times when it may not be the worst thing in the world. But as a general rule, for any foods, you want to kind of get the food in as close to its natural native form as possible, and usually denaturization will take you away from that. In certain cases, denaturization may enhance the bioavailability of the food. Sometimes it'll deactivate an enzyme that might reduce the efficacy of the food. I'm thinking of a trypsin inhibitor, for example. I think with soy protein, actually, again, I'm not quite sure if we're using the correct definition here, but a heating soy protein actually will enhance its biological value because it denatures a certain protein that can be detrimental. But, you don't want to use too much heat. So generally, as a general rule, I'm probably making this more complicated than I should. As a general rule, you want to go with non-denatured protein, non-denatured foods whenever you can. Okay, does that make sense, you guys?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Does that answer your question, Cicelyn?
Yes, it does, because I have been taking an undenatured protein, and it does answer my question. I'll be in the store tomorrow to get the Solgar Way to Go protein. I'll be in your store tomorrow to get that one for sure.
There you go. Solgar Way to Go protein, 35% off at Wilner Chemist. Thank you, Dr. Passwater. It was great having you on again, and we're going to be back. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment.
Food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg along with Dr. Richard Podell. I want to once again thank Dr. Passwater for being our guest today, and I want to thank the Solgar Vitamin Company for making his appearance possible. Thank you, Solgar. I want to remind you that during the Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary celebration, we have special sales with discounts of 50% or more in addition to our regular seasonal sales. Check our website, wilner.com, for all of the details. Enter your name for prize drawings as well. This is a two-hour show. Please stay tuned. We'll get to the phones during the next hour, right after the news.